Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So I personally have had my social security number used by an illegal immigrant. He was caught and then released on his own recognizance, never to be heard from again. Would you be willing to penalize offenders taking advantage of Americans by having them not released if they are known to be illegal?
Look, all of us know as human beings that regardless of circumstance, whether people are rich or poor, no matter the color of their skin, what their background is, that people commit crime. Crime happens. Crime happens. Crime happens.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
She is a special person, a very fine woman. She has been so great. She has such heart. She's strong, but with great, great heart. And I want to thank you for an outstanding job.
I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president.
I have to say, I will not miss her after she departs the White House.
Well, we were the first hour to ban her tape, and so I literally and figuratively will not miss her either.
She suffers from liabetes, and her tenure has been fraught with sex, lies, and videotape.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You know, Elizabeth Warren, like I said, she has so much policies and plans, and everything else is so detailed when you ask her about something. But when you ask her about that, she's just like, that's what I learned from my family. So there's so many other questions that you can ask. Like, so did the rest of your family find out they weren't Native American when you did?
I learned about my family from my family.
So I definitely don't buy her answer.
And she cites the Boston Globe, of course, saying she never benefited.
Yeah, I mean, she had to benefit in some way, shape, or form.
No. Boston Globe did a full investigation.
People are going to keep asking her about it until she acknowledges it in a real way. Meaning, hey, I did it. I was wrong. This is why I did it. I thought I could get ahead.
I'm going to punch him right in the face.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Now Bernie Sanders fading in the polls a little bit is thundering that that this problem in the Straits of Hormuz should not be used to get as a pretext for a war with Iran. What does he think? It's 1964 and Lyndon Johnson is in the White House and this is the Gulf of Tonkin. Come on, Bernie, wake up. Nobody wants a war. The only ones that are the only ones that are looking for trouble are the mullahs because they got a big problem with the economy and the sanctions. And Barack Obama isn't shipping them over billions of dollars on pallets in unmarked aircraft to Switzerland anymore. And John Kerry is not falling off his bike and holding their hands and telling them how wonderful they are. Good Lord. Bernie Sanders, how desperate is he? Bernie, we're more likely to get into a war when there's a Democrat in the White House, in case you haven't studied your American history lately. It's not usually, I know. George W. Bush was an exception, but it's usually Democrats that start the wars. That's the lesson of history. Even a Howard Zinn history book will tell you that. All right. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, and it's a Father's Day weekend, and this is a great chance to get a last-minute Father's Day gift for you at the Howie Carr Show store. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and you can get the half price VIP tickets only through Sunday for your father.
Yes, and promo code dad, 50% off.
That's right. And you know, if you're a fan of the show, this is a good chance, and you're outside New England, this is a good chance to come in and see a Red Sox game or a Bruins victory parade. Oh, cancel the Bruins victory parade.
Gosh.
Sorry
you
about that.
You gotta throw that in.
Come down and have some of our nice seafood at the Ken's place in Maine or Arnold's.
Have a blue
East
lobster.
Blue lobster. So come on, it's a great gift, half price for a VIP ticket. You get to see the whole show, and it's a good deal. And order now, and you get we're opening it up for Thursdays as well.
Yes. And the deal ends Sunday, but you can always get it now on Thursday for the foreseeable future, which is really exciting for a lot of people who Tuesday doesn't work for. Yep. Now you got two options.
Yep.
So don't miss this opportunity,
guys.
We're
only on TV 2 or 3 hours a day, but we have a show, and you get to see the whole show 4 hours a day, and get your picture taken with Grace and me and Steve and whoever's here, and have a nice meal and get your book signed. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah, and you know what the best part of it is?
Half price.
Is that everyone always forgets to get a gift, and then they get something lame. This is a really cool gift that you can just print out a picture of Howie, and they say, what does this say? A VIP experience. You don't need to, you know, order anything with a big package or wrap anything up. It's just all right there. So it's a great gift. Go to HowieKarcher.com, click on the VIP sign, and get your tickets today. Okay, so I want to talk, Howie, just to move off the local news for a little bit, go national here. The big news of the day is that the debates have, the stage has been set.
Isn't the big news that what's going on in the Straits of Hormuz, really? I mean, isn't that bigger news than even the Democrat debate?
I mean, news is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. The big news for me today was that Kim Kardashian West was at the White House, and she looked gorgeous and did a phenomenal job.
Why are you dressed up tonight, by the way?
I'm going to a party.
Really?
An iHeart party. Yeah. I'm taking you, Howie. I'll be driving us both in.
That's right. It's a radio party we're going to in the Seaport District.
Yeah. And there's going to be food and dancing and music. I'm pretty excited. But yeah, so...
I'll be changing my shirt, too, by the way, in case you were wondering.
He'll be spiffied up as well. So the debate stage is set like this. I only wrote down the people that we know because there's some, you know, lingers on or clingers on who I don't really know who they are.
I'm really saddened that Seth Moulton is not going to... He didn't make the cut.
I know. And he's just such an exciting guy to watch. I'm surprised they didn't want him on the stage.
It's like being cut off the NFL team before the first exhibition game, you know?
Well, it's like being cut off B-team basketball. What you should have done, Seth Moulton, is have your mom call the debate person and demand that they let you on the stage. That's what my mom did. And that's why I got on the B-team instead of the C-team.
You know who I am.
I was C-team material. And so is Seth Moulton. But I want to read you, Howie. So people are taking this two
different
ways.
People are going, who's Seth Moulton?
Yeah, who?
He's a congressman from the North Shore of Massachusetts.
Yeah, don't waste your breath. Nobody really needs to know. Yeah. He's not going to be at the debates. So people are taking this debate set up in two ways. Some people are saying, wow, Liz Warren is going to have the whole night to herself because she's with the B team. And other people are saying...
But see, they can't say that. They just said it was luck of the draw, right? I mean, they can't really say she's with the B team. I mean, because that would open up all sorts of a can of worms of discrimination suits. And, you know, these people are inclined to whine about anything to begin with. They're all victims in one form or another. So you can't be saying that one group is somewhat more worthy. If you say she's on the B team, she'll be demanding reparations next.
Right, but here's the thing. I think that there's a double edge. It's bad for Warren in two ways. Because one, I think, so the first squad is like Biden, Bernie, Buttigieg, all the B's except for Beto. He's on the B team. But I know you don't want me to, you're sensitive. You don't want me to call it that. Okay, he's on the second night. So there's night one and night two. Now, Taylor, correct me if I'm wrong. I think night one is the heavy hitters.
Yes.
So here's the thing. There's two things going against the ratings for night two. Is one, all of the big heavy hitters who are probably going to win or could be president are in night one. And two, everyone's going to be burnt out from night one that you're going to see night one and go, oh, I can't watch another night of this. So Elizabeth Warren is not only going to be with the people who aren't really getting much traction, she's also going to be the second night where no one wants to watch.
See, I think most people don't want to watch either night, Grace. I think that's the problem. But you're right. There probably will be a larger audience on the
with first
night.
One. Yeah, so the first night is Biden, Bernie, Buttigieg, Harris, Gillibrand, Andrew Yang, who was on our show. So I think that's really what got him into that bigger group.
Yes.
Eric Swalwell.
That catapulted him.
Eric Swalwell, who's kind of bringing down the reputation of the group. He's kind of bringing their stock a little on the downward side.
He's affirmative action for people who haven't paid off their student loans.
I think that is what makes him the most unique.
That's his claim to fame in the group.
Besides that, he's a straight
Until Stacey Abrams gets in, then there'll be two of them.
She hasn't paid off her student loans either?
No. Nor has she paid off her credit card debts, and she also owes some back taxes.
Well...
She's a triple threat when it comes to unpaid debts.
She should work on MSNBC. What is she doing debating? They should have an open seat for her. And then the next night is Beto, Booker, Warren, Tulsi. See, that could bring their ratings up a little bit. Never hurts to have a pretty face.
Eye candy. That's the only eye candy in the race.
Amy Klobuchar, Bill de Blasio.
Oh, my God.
And Julian Castro, who we'll get to in a second. Oh, and Inslee, the guy who's obsessed with global warming. and rode around on a scooter.
What about Hickenlooper? Didn't he make it? Or has he been banned because he said he didn't believe in capital? He believed didn't believe in socialism.
No,
so he's been shunned.
He made it. I just didn't write him down because I don't care enough. I only wrote down the people that I really know. Hickenlooper was so afraid to call himself a capitalist. It's like, stand for something, you know? Even if you're not going to win, at least have a stance. That's how I feel. So we'll see how it goes for them. I'm thinking that Elizabeth Warren's camp right now is not happy about this. You just don't want to be with the people who just
Speaking of her, let's play some Charlemagne stuff.
You love Charlemagne the God.
I do. He's
so
my
Charlemagne
hero.
The God was on with Erin Burnett on is it CNN or MSNBC that she's on, Burnett?
I don't know. CNN, I think.
Yeah, so we can play some of these cuts and how I can react.
Okay.
You buy her answers?
No, only because, you know, Elizabeth Warren, like I said, she has so much policies and plans and everything else is so detailed when you ask her about something. But when you ask her about that, she's just like, that's what I learned from my family. So there's so many other questions that you can ask. Like, so did the rest of your family find out they weren't Native American
exactly.
when you did? Like, so I definitely don't buy her answer.
Yeah, she's the only one as far as I can see. I think she's got two or three brothers. I don't think they ever claimed to be Native American.
As far as we know. But I mean, that's the thing.
But they're hiding. They're in the witness protection program because they don't want to embarrass her.
But that's the thing, is that there are so many questions you could ask. But the problem is that nobody's asked them besides maybe Howie Carr and Donald Trump and a handful of people.
And Charlemagne.
And Charlemagne. No one else has asked her. Everyone else has given her a pass.
Right.
And Charlemagne's just not buying it. And I agree with him. When she says, I learned it from my family, that is the vaguest thing you could say. Like, if you started lying about something and I asked you about it and all you could say was, well, that's what my mom and dad told me. It's like, don't put this on them. They're not even alive.
My Aunt Doris told me that if I ate too many pickles, that it would dry, the vinegar in the pickles would dry out my blood and I'd die.
My mom told me.
Yeah, I mean, if that's
what
you're.
That's harsh.
I know. Oh, that's God. What I'm saying. You know, everybody's got stories like that, but just because your family told you that, it doesn't make it true.
The worst one for me was if you swallowed a watermelon seed, you'd turn in. You know, watermelon would grow inside your stomach.
Right. No, my mom told me if I crossed my eyes, because I used to cross them while I was talking,
yeah,
they would get stuck.
Yeah, I heard like that one, yeah. too. I heard that. We've all heard. Yeah, everybody heard that one. But everybody's got their own ones. And she just happened to be told something that was going to benefit her and propel her to two tenured professorships in the Ivy League.
My mom told me I was a princess when I was a young kid. And so now I go around telling people I'm royalty.
Well, her mother, her papa told her she was an Indian princess. She was like Pocahontas.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
They call him the trash man, but we'll call him Captain. Howie.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Guys, when it comes to erectile dysfunction, quit trying to just power through it and check out Roman. With Roman, you can get medical care for your erectile dysfunction, if appropriate, from the comfort and privacy of your own home using the internet. No awkward visits to the doctor's office or the pharmacy. So for a free online visit and free two-day shipping, if they decide that it's appropriate for you, get the medication, go to GetRoman.com/Howie, GetRoman.com/Howie. It's painless and no awkward interactions. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Something that will be painless and will have awkward interactions is the Democratic debates coming up next week. How much of the Democratic debates will you watch?
None. I'm planning on watching zero. I'm assigning that duty to Grace.
Yes, I will. Think I will be watching probably 90% of the debates. I might be the only person on planet Earth.
87% say they're not going to watch any. And between one and two nights, what people are going to watch tied at 6%.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Here's another texter from 603 says, my grandpa told us we'd get diabetes if we sat too close to the television. Wasn't buying that even when I was 5 years old. No, that's not a very good story.
My mom, her mother, so my grandma used to tell my mom that if she swallowed chewing gum, it would get stuck to her heart. And she passed that on
that's
to all.
That's pretty harsh, too.
She passed that on to all of us.
The vinegar drying up your blood, I think.
So she just texted me that, and I thought to myself, wait a second, you told us that, too. So even when you figured out that it wasn't true, you still scared us with it.
And, you know, if you ate something and then jumped into the pool.
Oh, yeah. You're a goner. a cramp.
You'll sink like a stone. You'll be dead.
Okay, guys, so before we get back to the news, I want to get into the Dominican Republic stuff. But before I do that, I want to do the contest. Steve's Going Away Party is coming up July 2nd. If you want to buy tickets, go to HowieCarshow.com, click on the banner. It's going to be really fun. We have all sorts of surprises, and I just ordered the cake yesterday. It's going to be just as delicious as it was at my birthday party, Howie. Same cake, different picture. So if you want to get tickets, HowieCarshow.com, click on the banner. But if you want to win tickets, text 63566 with the correct answer to the following question. Steve got married this past year, and I got him a wedding gift. Did I get him A, gravy boat, B, a meat cleaver, or C, wine glasses? You got a pretty good chance of getting this one.
All right.
63566.
First one who gets it will get free tickets to Steve's Going Away Party on July 2nd.
Yes. Okay, so the Dominican Republic trips are being canceled in record numbers. Everyone, they're not just changing resorts based off the deaths, the mysterious deaths. They're fully going to different countries.
You know what? And apparently what may be poisoning them, the new theory is that they don't have nip bottles at the mini bars. They have these bottles like, you know, some old style bars have, you know, with the bottle is upside down and you just push in and you get a shot.
Oh, God.
You haven't seen that? They had a picture of one of them on the cover. Of the
yeah,
New
they
York
had
Post
those when I went to Aruba last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, same style.
So, you know, so what they think is that the people are just like cutting it with like wood alcohol, grain alcohol.
Grain alcohol. But would that kill you?
Well, I mean, people are always dying in places like India or Russia, you know, where they're using bootleg liquor. And so if they were just turning over a real bonded bottle of booze, it wouldn't kill you. But I mean, they're trying to save money and, you know,
very fake booze.
Yes, very fake booze.
I don't think anybody's even going to be buying nip bottles in the Dominican Republic anytime soon. Nobody's buying anything.
Seven tourists have mysteriously died, and they're thinking it does have to do with the bootleg booze. I mean, I just never heard of a scarier two words together.
Bootleg booze?
Bootleg booze. As someone who everyone knows, I only drink top shelf liquor. That is truly terrifying.
Well, you know, the greatest blues singer of all time, I think his name was Robert Johnson. He that's how he died. Somebody, he was some angry husband whose wife had been dating, gave him some, hey, Robert, would you like some booze? Yeah, I would. And he drank it up and killed him. That's famous. That's a famous story in Mississippi blues lore.
Mississippi, no, bootleg liquor made a loser out of me.
Robert Johnson, yeah. He had a hellhound on his tail after that, I'll tell you.
Oh, and lastly, Howie, before I go, I just wanted to tell you that they're saying smartphones are warping our skeletons. You know how a natural selection, or not natural selection, what do they call it?
Darwinian?
Yeah, well, how people evolved over time.
Yeah.
Evolution. How our bodies started getting more upright. Now our bodies are going more not upright because we're all getting tech neck like this. It's really dangerous, guys.
We're devolving in many ways, I would say.
Yes, that's so deep, Howie. So philosophical.
We will be right back. Thank you, Grace. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
And I mean, she had to benefit in some way, shape, or form. My thing is, like, I don't understand why she would act like that would totally disqualify her. Like, we're Americans. We've all cheated at some point in our life. We've all took some type of shortcut. We've all tried to get ahead in some way. So if she did that at some point in her life, that wouldn't make me look at her and be like, oh, you're just a terrible human
being. You wouldn't dismiss
her
for that.
No. Okay. Which is interesting.
You're saying her answers don't add up, but the issue itself is not disqualifying for you.
It's the dishonesty. You can be dishonest at one point in your life, but if you admit that, hey, I was dishonest here and I learned from that lesson, I can rock with you.
I think it's more than that, though. You know, this is not like, you know, lying to a police officer. I really came to a full stop at that stop sign. I did not run. That yellow light did not turn red. I mean, this is not one of those things. This is the sine qua non, without which nothing, for her career.
This is saying that traffic laws don't apply to your car.
If she doesn't lie about this, she doesn't get any of these jobs. She doesn't get all those legal jobs in the appeals and the big money lawsuits where she made tons of money, which she originally said there were only 13 of them. Now she's saying there were 56. She doesn't get the interest-free loan to buy the mansion at Harvard. She doesn't get the job setting up that stupid consumer protection finance board in D.C. She doesn't get anything. You know, I was thinking, in Catholic theology, at least when I was a kid, they always talked about original sin. And everybody had original sin. And that's why you had to be baptized, because you had the original sin of being a descendant of Adam and Eve who screwed up everything in the Garden of Eden. But then I thought this is different than original sin, because nobody could help having original sin. But I mean, she made a conscious decision to do this, to check the box. And I wonder if she had checked the box and become a black person or claimed she was a black person and denied a black person all these positions rather than a Native American, if Charlemagne would have such a sort of a laissez-faire, forgive and forget attitude toward what she did. And again, he's been tougher on her than just about anybody else. I mean, everybody just gives her a pass and they say, oh, it's racist to even bring this up. How is it racist to bring up the fact that she's a fraud? I mean, Donald Trump or I or Charlemagne, we've never claimed to be any ethnic group that we're not. She's the one who did it. And he raises a really good point about what about her family? Has anybody else ever said they weren't Indian? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure about that. Why don't you play cut number six too? Cut number six. This is Charlemagne.
So was she smart to put this in the rearview mirror? Because obviously she was slammed for taking the DNA test, right? I mean, Trump has seized upon it. She did that in December. People said, oh, this is really bad for her. And yet she does appear to have moved on. Was she smart to essentially do that and get it done, learn the lesson?
I mean, yeah, but eventually people are going to keep asking her about it until she acknowledges it in a real way. Meaning, hey, I did it. I was wrong. This is why I did it. I thought I could get ahead. And, I learned my lesson from it.
I thought I could get ahead if that's what you think is the case, but that's certainly not what you're saying.
I believe in living your truth.
I thought I could get ahead. I don't think that's the answer that's going to benefit her. That is the answer, but that's what she can't cop to. And that's why she can't get away. It's like saying, could Ted Kennedy ever say what really happened at Chappaquiddick? Yeah, I was drunk and I wanted to, Mary Jo Kopechne had been doing my brother and I wanted to get her too. So that I took her and I got lost and I was loaded and that's what happened. I mean, that's the truth, isn't it? I mean, in one form or another, but he could never say that. That's why she can't ever get out from under this.
Howie, but you made a really good point about if she had pretended to be a black person, because that is what Rachel Dolezal did. And there was a lot more backlash for that. And that just kind of shows that either the liberals are racist. Like, why don't they care as much if someone pretends to be Native American? Why isn't that as outrageous as pretending to be black? That kind of shows racism on their part. It should be just as unfair to pretend to be one person as it is to pretend to be another.
Right. I mean, I wish they could find somebody who, a Native American academic, wanted that job at either Penn or Harvard, who got passed over for the job because they wanted a woman of color. I'd like for them to find somebody like that, but no one ever has found anybody who was passed over for the job. Just like supposedly when she was flipping those houses during the SNL crisis in Oklahoma back around 1989, 1990, supposedly there was a family in Tulsa or Oklahoma City that lost the house because one of the kids was serving overseas in the first Iraq war and they didn't have the money coming in. And we looked all over during the first Senate campaign against Scott Brown in 2012. We were looking all over, turning over rocks, trying to find that family, never could find them. 844-500-4242-978. Lizzie has never admitted she's wrong. Well, no, she doesn't. She always keeps talking about it. She tried to pass that DNA test off like it was real. And that was absurd too. 844-500-4242. So, This is really, I mean, the Democrats today, I mean, they're totally out of control. De Blasio went on Morning Joe today and said that Trump is guilty of treason for saying that he would take the dirt from a foreign government. Treason. Again, Hillary Clinton paid for dirt, and then when she didn't get any, she had her campaign make it up. And then it was presented to the FISA court and all of her crooked FBI agents, one of whose wife took $700,000 from one of her slush funds. They committed perjury. They obstructed justice to push this out. But they're not guilty of anything. They were just, that was just good, clean fun. Politics ain't beanbag, as Mr. Dooley used to say. But Donald Trump is guilty of treason. The other thing they're saying now is that Trump is trying to get us into a war with Iran. I just told you what Bernie is saying that. He said that this problem with Iran and the Straits of Hormuz should not be used as a pretext to get us into war. And Beto, who's flailing as a candidate now, Robert Francis O'Rourke from Texas, he's saying that he again is raising the specter of the modern 21st century Gulf of Tonkin, you know, which is what LBJ used to get us totally involved in the Vietnam War, a total disaster. But let's listen to Beto O'Rourke, cut three.
What I believe is that this is an administration that is gunning for war in Iran. What I believe is that we can resolve our differences with that country, which are significant, peacefully, without invading yet another country in the Middle East. I want to make sure that we get to the bottom of the facts and find the evidence that the Secretary of State is talking about. I want to make sure that we convene the stakeholders in the region to address the instability that we see there. And I want to make sure that we rejoin our partners, our friends, and alliances that this president has turned his back on so that we can achieve our foreign policy goals in the Middle East, with Iran, and throughout the rest of the world.
Who are the partners we've turned our back on in the Middle East? I think we're getting along pretty well with everybody who doesn't have a diabolical hatred for us, like Iran, for instance. We're in pretty good shape with Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, the UAE, the other Emirates. We're not. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Arlene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arlene.
I just wanted to let you know that I support you completely. On the Warren, she has, like many others, lied and cheated. And I have heard no one say anything about her being responsible to pay back what she stole from the Native Americans when she lied about her to get her education.
Yeah, well, she didn't lie to get her education, but she lied to get her jobs. I mean, she started claiming to be an Indian when she was about 35, when she realized that checking the box was her ticket to a tenured professorship. I don't even think she knew that she was going to get a job at Penn, which is an Ivy League law school in Philadelphia, obviously, and then at Harvard Law School. I mean, she did take positions away from real minorities. I mean, there can be no question about that. And she lied, and now she admits she lied. And I don't think she's ever, like Charlemagne said, she's never really come clean with anybody. And she can't come clean. And that's what'll eventually doom her, I think, in this race. Thanks for the call, Arlene. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, sir. I've been watching you for a little bit, and I do want to say something about Pocahontas. If I was saying something about Indian, and I'm only part Indian, I'd be in trouble for saying it, and this woman just walks away from it. Nothing happens to her, and it's just sad, really sad.
Yeah. I mean, it really pays to be a liberal. I mean, if she were a Republican, her career would be over. She never would have been elected to the Senate if she'd been, because she was caught in the first campaign, and everybody just looked the other way. And nobody, and again, she's always said that somehow you're a racist if you even discuss the fact that she lied about her ethnic heritage. And I mean, she did it in such a cynical way too. The fact that when she started doing this, she puts in a recipe into an Indian cookbook, and she doesn't even like go out of her way to do a little research and find a real Indian recipe. She's got a French cookbook from the New York Times. And so she just grabs a recipe out of there, cold crab omelet, and just puts it in word for word. And then she takes some recipe from, some old magazine, cooking magazine from the 1950s. I mean, we kept running all these, when she first ran for the Senate, she had three recipes in there. And, obviously cold crab omelet from the New York Times was the best one, but we found two other recipes that she cribbed from, modern American cooking magazines from the 1950s or the 60s. She didn't even try. It was just a total. It was like it was a joke. Elizabeth Warren, Cherokee. And she didn't care. She just figured, well, no one's ever going to call me out on this. I can get away with it. And there's everything about her is fraudulent. She wants to raise taxes to 70 or 90%. We caught her in the first campaign. She hadn't even paid her automobile excise taxes. In Massachusetts, you have to pay a tax on your car. It's a nominal fee to the city or town you live in, and you can blow it off and pretty much get away with it. She wasn't paying her auto excise tax fees to the city of Cambridge. I mean, I used to live in Cambridge. They came after me because I wasn't a Harvard professor. I wasn't a woman of color. At Harvard Law School, I had to pay. She didn't pay until I started calling her campaign about it. But this is just it. I mean, if it weren't for double standards, they would have no standards at all. 844-500-4242. Why didn't she come up with wigwam waffles or TP truffles? Buffalo Burgoyne. Yeah, that would have required a little effort. Just steal the recipe from what's his name, Pierre Franet. That was the 60 Minute Gourmet. That's what he called himself. He was the big chef in New York for French high cuisine. She lifted his recipes. I'm Howie Carr.
He's New England's talk radio king. He's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
And she said, and your mother got those same great cheekbones, and I didn't. She thought this was the bad deal she had gotten in life.
What the hell is she talking about? Bad cheekbones. And her papa said she had high cheekbones like all the Indians do. I mean, everything she said is total BS. Ridiculous. At the jagged edge of the middle class when they had three cars when she was a senior in high school. She drove a white MG sports car to high school every day. That's the jagged edge of the middle class in 1965? I don't think so. Total fraud. Casey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Casey.
Hi, I'm just wondering how you want to take a deep dive into Elizabeth Warren claiming she's an Indian, but yet you just ignore the fact that Donald Trump says he had bone spurs and evaded the Vietnam War. That you don't care to look into.
Well, what about Joe Biden? He said he had asthma. He got more deferments than Dick Cheney or Donald Trump. Do you have a problem with that?
What about this? How about you just address the actual issue that I brought up for once?
I'm just saying, though, everybody in that generation, a lot of them. I mean, how about Richard Blumenthal, the senator from Connecticut? He actually claimed he was in Vietnam, and he was never anywhere near Vietnam.
Deflect, yell over, deflect, but never address the inconsistencies and the out-and-out lies of Donald Trump.
Wait a second. How do you know he didn't have bone spurs? Do you know that? How did Joe Biden play football? He claims he played Division I football when he had asthma.
Biden.
So he's obviously full of it, isn't he?
I'm just saying you only have an issue if they're people you disagree with. But if it's someone you agree with, like Donald Trump, his a million lies and inconsistencies you never want to discuss.
Well, I think lying about, do you believe Elizabeth Warren, by the way? Do you think she's an Indian?
I'm not an Elizabeth Warren fan, and I could care less. What I care about is our.
Do you think that she should apologize for engaging in racial fraud?
Do you think that Donald Trump should apologize for the division?
I don't know that. I don't know that, you know, he didn't have bone spurs. I just like, I don't know. All I know is that Joe Biden claims that he both had asthma and couldn't serve in the military, but he also claims he was a Division I football player. Is that disqualifying for him?
Is it disqualifying for Elizabeth Warren? I don't know that she's not an Indian, and you know what? Neither do you. But yet, you care a whole lot more when it's.
Well, she released her DNA test, and her DNA test indicated she's not an Indian. She said, "I am not." She has said this, you know, repeatedly. I am not a woman of color. So then, why did she check the box?
She's done a hell of a lot more than our current president, who hasn't released anything about his bone spurs.
She's a fraud. His doctor is dead. I can't defend Donald Trump. But all I'm saying is I don't think Donald Trump ever got any jobs by claiming to have had bone spurs. And again, if that's disqualifying, then Joe Biden is disqualified from running for president. Richard Blumenthal is disqualified from being in the U.S. Senate, isn't he? They all lied about Vietnam, didn't they?
You're such a hypocrite.
She's the hypocrite. She's the one who's talking about how terrible people have it. She wants to give everybody reparations when she's been a fraudulent. She's a white woman speaking with a forked tongue. Everything she says is suspect because she wouldn't be where she is. Where do you think she'd be if she hadn't checked the box, Casey? Where do you think she would be?
What about what he said yesterday about you know, accepting information from foreign governments?
Well, Hillary Clinton paid for information from foreign governments, and then when they didn't deliver what she wanted, she had to make up stuff. How is that? She paid for the information. Why is that not a worse crime than just talking about a hypothetical? I don't see anything wrong with taking information from people in political campaigns. I've taken plenty of information in political campaigns. I tell you one thing, I never paid anybody to make stuff up about my opponent like Hillary Clinton did. And that is an incontrovertible fact. Thanks for listening, Casey. I'm Howie Carr.